Hi, this is Michael Long. My book is Taming the Molecule of More. It's the follow-up to The Molecule of More. Both are about neuroscience, but I'm not the typical neuroscience guy. I was trained as a physicist, but I'm primarily a writer of books. I explain things. I also write speeches, fiction, and stage plays. And I teach at Georgetown. Here are 5 insights from my new book, which is about dopamine and how to deal with it. Insight number 1. Contrary to what you've heard, dopamine is not the brain chemical that makes you happy. It makes you curious, imaginative, it can even make you successful. But a lot of times it just makes you miserable. That's because dopamine motivates you to chase after every new possibility, even if you already have everything you want. Why would that be? Turns out the evolution of the brain hasn't caught up with the evolution of the world. For early humans, dopamine ensured our survival by alerting us to anything new or unusual. In a world with danger around every corner and resources hard to acquire, we needed an early warning system. To motivate us even more, dopamine made us believe that once we got the thing we were chasing, we'd be safer, happier, or more satisfied. And that served humans well, until it didn't. Now that we've tamed the world, we don't need to explore every new thing, but dopamine is still on duty, and it works way out of proportion to the needs of the modern world. That's the problem I explore in my book, and I have some practical answers. Since self-discipline has a pretty short shelf life, I share proven techniques that don't rely on willpower alone. Insight number 2. Dopamine often promises more than reality can deliver, and that can make us restless and hopeless. When we have problems obsessing with social media, the news, or when we're doing excessive shopping, we feel edgy and restless because dopamine floods us with anticipation and urgency. We are desperately scrolling for the next hit, searching for the latest story, or watching the porch for that next Amazon package. As this anticipation becomes a normal way of living, the rest of life starts to feel dull and flat. That restarts the cycle of chasing what we think will make us happy. Then we get it. And then when it doesn't make us happy, we experience a letdown. And that makes us restless all over again. Here's how that works for love and romance. When we go on date after date and can't find the right person, or long-term relationships get stale, we start to feel hopeless. In this case, the dopamine chase has so raised our expectations about reality that we no longer enjoy the ordinary. Now we're expecting some perfect partner, and we won't find them because they don't exist. Talk about hopeless. In my book, I say fight back with 3 strategies. Rewire your habits to ditch the chase, redirect your focus to the here and now, and rebuild meaning so life feels more like it matters. I describe specific ways to do this through simple planning, relying more on friendships, doing a particular kind of personal assessment, and there's even a little technology and a few things you wouldn't expect. So far, I've been focusing on the negative aspects of dopamine, so let me tell you about a positive side of the molecule of more. And it's a big one. Insight number 3. Dopamine is the source of imagination. The dopamine system has 3 circuits. One has only a little to do with behavior and feeling, so we'll set that one aside. The one we've been talking about, that early warning system, that one's called the desire dopamine system because it plays on our desires. The third system is very different. It's called the control system, and it gives us an ability straight out of science fiction. We'll call that capacity mental time travel. What it means is you can create in your mind any possible future in as much detail as you like and investigate the results without having to literally lift a finger. We do this all the time without realizing that's what it is. Little things like figuring out where to go for lunch. We factor in traffic, how long we'll have to wait for a table, the menu, the company. We game it out and decide where to go. But this system also lets us imagine far more consequential mental time travel, figuring out the best way to build a building, design an engine, or travel to the moon. The dopamine control circuit lets us think in abstractions and play out various plans for the future using only our minds. That means not only can we imagine a particular future, we can imagine entire abstract disciplines, come to understand them, and make use of them in the real world based on what we thought about. Things like chemistry, quantum mechanics, and number theory exist because of controlled dopamine. Dopamine really is the source of creativity and analytical power that allows us to create the future. And that's ironic. Dopamine brings a lot of dissatisfaction to the modern world, but we wouldn't have the modern world without dopamine. Now, about that dissatisfaction. Insight number 4. You're missing out on the little things, and you may not even know it. When my best friend died at age 39, the speaker at his funeral said, "You may not remember much of what you did with Kent, but it's okay, because it happened." I did not know what that could mean. But years later, while I wrote this book, I got it. We don't live life just to look back on it. The here and now ought to be fun. You may not remember it all, but while it's happening, enjoy it. That requires fighting back against dopamine, because it's always saying, never mind what's in front of you. Think about what might be. When Warren Zevon was at the end of his life, David Letterman asked him what he'd learned. Here's what Warren said. Enjoy every sandwich. Insight number 5. A satisfying life requires meaning, and there's a practical way to find it. Even if you fix every dopamine-driven problem in your life, you may still feel like there's something missing. To find a satisfying balance between working for the future and enjoying the here and now, we have to choose a meaning for life and work toward it as we go. Is it possible to live in the moment, anticipate the future, and have it add up to something? The psychiatrist Viktor Frankl said we need to look beyond ourselves. That's where a sense of purpose begins. Aristotle gave us a simple formula for taking pleasure in the present, finding a healthy anticipation for the future, and creating meaning. He said it's found where three things intersect: what we like to do, what we're good at, and what builds up the world beyond ourselves, things like working for justice, making good use of knowledge, or simply living a life of kindness and grace. If you like to do something, you're good at it, and it does something for other people, you've got all three. It doesn't have to set off fireworks, and you don't have to make history. You can be a plumber, or a mail carrier, or an accountant, or, hopefully, a writer. I like what I do. I seem to be pretty good at it, and it helps people. The same can be true if you repair the highway, fix cars, or serve lunch in the school cafeteria. If you're making life better for others with something you do well and enjoy, the days feel brighter and life acquires purpose. Life needs meaning. And that's the last piece of the puzzle in dealing with dopamine and taming the molecule of more.